Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Hi and welcome to today's episode called Bank Accounts. Bank accounts probably doesn't sound like that big of an episode to do on a podcast talking about money. However, it's probably the most logical one to do. When we look at bank accounts, there's loads of different options. And sometimes I think that people get very confused about where they should hold their money and what purpose they should be using different accounts for. I also find when it comes to holding money in bank accounts, people get very confused and they make silly decisions. Silly decisions like holding too much money in a deposit account, earning 0% interest, or in the credit union or the post office. We are not even beating inflation. In this case, you should be investing your money, but I'm going to speak about that in a later episode. So how do you set up your basic accounts? So what I want you to think about is think about running your personal finances like a business. Okay, you're going to have many different outgoings and you should probably have a few accounts for those. So your main working account, again, if you're single or if you're a couple, this advice is pretty simple. You have your main working account. So what you call that? Let's just say you have a main, let's say Bank of Ireland account. If you're a single person again or as a couple, it should be a joint account, or if you're on your own, obviously a single account for yourself. And what goes in there is probably your wages. And what comes out of there should be the likes of your rent, your gas, your ESB, etc. And that's really it. And your food. You shouldn't really be using that main working account for anything else. You should really just be using it to pay money in and take money out that are a necessity. Now, in my previous episode, we talked about the envelope system. So in this case, you're going to know after doing the personal budget template and listening to my podcast series so far, you're going to know that you should be putting some money aside for your spenders in an envelope system. As cash is no longer king, we're going to use the likes of N26 or a Revolut account for this. Set them up. They're online. They're very easy to do. So you're going to take money out of your main working account for your spenders. You're going to put them into Revolut or N26. Now, the other thing you need is an emergency fund. So at this stage, you already have two accounts, your main working account, and let's say your N26, your Revolut account. There's two accounts. Now you need a third account. Your third account is your emergency fund. Everybody needs an emergency fund to cover those emergencies that happen in life. And they can be simple things like the dishwasher breaking down, the fridge going, the car breaking down, a window breaking, or something happening that you need quick access to cash for, but you don't want to have to go through your investment account or you don't want to touch that dreaded credit card. So you're going to stick to having an emergency fund. An emergency fund should have a minimum of 1,000 euro in it. And generally speaking, the rule of thumb is that you have up to 3 times your net income. But that's not always practical for people. And it's a case-by-case basis, which I bring all my clients through. Where should you house your emergency fund? I love the credit union for your emergency fund. I think it's a great way because if things go really pear-shaped, the credit union are great to lean on should you need to borrow. I'm not a big advocate of having to borrow, but if you do need to in an emergency situation, the credit union are generally easier to deal with than going to one of the main banks. So open up a credit union account. You can get your local credit union online. You can open an account online as well with them. It's a very easy process. And put your emergency fund in there. And after that, what you need is an investment account. So if you have any surplus income, you're going to need to invest that money on a monthly basis. And that's to make sure over time, you get a better return than what you're getting in deposit accounts or the credit union or the post office. You don't mind using the credit union, the post office, or the likes of the banks for that 1,000 to maybe 6 or 7K. Once you go over that amount, you're kind of costing yourself money. The cost of goods goes up on a yearly basis with inflation. And if you're getting 0% of your money in the bank, credit union, or the post office, you're kind of costing yourself money, as I said. So you want to make your money work harder for you by opening an investment account. An investment account is really important. Now, on a side note here, if you're saving for a mortgage, this is something I get all the time. We will be covering mortgages, obviously, in the podcast series. But if you are saving for a mortgage, as a couple or single person, I always recommend, especially for couples, to have one savings account and save together. And the real reason for this is just because when you're going for your mortgage application, the bank will generally want to have an easy time looking at your application. You have to remember that the bank underwriter looking at your mortgage application is just going to work to do a 9-to-5 job and they want to have an easy job. They don't want to be looking at loads of different accounts. They want to see one or two accounts when it comes to your savings. So I always say a joint account is probably best. And I think that's something you should really consider. On a side note here, the Bank of Ireland Mortgage Saver is actually quite a good option. I've mentioned Bank of Ireland twice now in my podcast series, but you know that they have a good option when it comes to the Mortgage Saver. That will give you an extra 2,000 euro if you draw down your mortgage with Bank of Ireland after saving 5 grand over 6 months. So I think it's a good option for couples if they're going to be tight, especially when it comes to getting a mortgage. I think that's a really good option and one I generally recommend the first time buyers when starting off. So that's it. Let's recap. You have your main working account. You have your spenders account. You have your emergency fund, and then you're going to have your investment account. And if you are saving for the mortgage, let's use that Bank of Ireland, for example. So that's it. Very, very easy, and don't make it complicated. And the reason why you should be separating all these up, guys, is let's go back to the working account example. You don't want your working account, like your where your bills are coming from, to be your spender account. And the reason being is that some people might overspend. And that means there's less money there to pay for necessities. So you're just putting boundaries in place for yourself when it comes to your money. It's that simple. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you're getting value out of these podcast episodes. Please give me some feedback on questions at askpaul.ie. And if you could share and mention this to friends and family, it would be really appreciated. Cheers and have a great day.